extra protection. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The House has approved a measure that will provide more security for Supreme Court justices, sending it to President Biden's desk.
With justices facing increased threats over a leaked draft opinion overturning abortion protections, the House has signed off on a new security bill for the court.
And it should not have taken a threat against Justice Kavanaugh to force action.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says that House vote was long overdue after the measure won unanimous support last month in the Senate. Democrats in the House had hoped to include additional protections for court staff. 27 House Democrats voted no on the bill. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Four states holding primaries tonight. In South Carolina, Democrat Joe Cunningham, a former congressman, has won the Democratic nomination for governor, setting up a contest in November with Henry McMaster, who won his primary. A vote could come in the next couple of weeks on gun reform legislation after agreement in principle was reached a few days ago in the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This agreement would enhance background checks for those under 21, help states with their red flag laws, preventing shootings before they happen, would make it harder for domestic abusers to acquire a weapon by closing the boyfriend loophole. It provides much needed funding for mental health services.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
Schumer says he's hoping for a Senate vote on the measure before the July 4th recess. More than 10,000 visitors to Yellowstone National Park ordered out after flooding has torn through the northern half of the park, washing out bridges and roads and sending an employee bunkhouse downstream. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new report from the Air Force says its crew was not responsible for deaths during evacuations from Afghanistan last year.
A statement from the Air Force says investigations into the deaths of Afghans who clung to a military plane while it was taking off from the airport in Kabul have concluded that crew members acted appropriately and were not at fault. Some of the people who held onto the C-17 transport plane during takeoff fell to their deaths or were caught in the wheels. Video from that day shows Afghans mobbing the airport, frantic to get out of the country when the Taliban seized control and U.S. forces were withdrawing. The statement also says the crew, quote, exercised sound judgment in their decision to get airborne as quickly as possible when faced with an unprecedented and rapidly deteriorating security situation. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
New York has expanded legal protections for women seeking abortions and abortion providers. Amazon's being sued over its Whole Foods delivery service.
Some Whole Foods customers are suing Amazon, accusing the company of violating their Prime membership deal by charging nearly $10 for delivery that was supposed to be included. Amazon Prime ended free Whole Foods delivery in October, citing its higher expenses. Also in March, Amazon increased its yearly Prime membership fee from $119 to $139. The lawsuits filed in federal court in Seattle accuse Amazon of violating consumer protection laws. The lawsuits also accuse Amazon of automatically adding a $5 tip on each delivery order. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Seattle-based real estate brokerage Redfin says it will lay off 8% of its employees as the housing market cools. The Seattle Times reports CEO Glenn Kelman announced the layoffs, telling employees, with demand 17% below expectations, we don't have enough work for our agents and support staff. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.